All right, I want to welcome to the podcast this week. It is the former junior welterweight champion, Regis Prograin. He's got a big-time fight coming up. He's going to take on Jose Zepeda for the vacant WBC junior welterweight title on November 26th. It headlines a pay-per-view card taking place at the Dignity Health Park in Carson, California. I want to welcome Regis. Regis, thank you so much for doing this. How you been, man?
Well, good, man. Just training hard, training every day, you know, so my body's all banged up and beat up. But, you know, I'm still, can't wait, man. Looking forward to the 26th.
Well, talking to me for the podcast is a lot less straining than the sparring rounds and all that time in the gym. So your body will not get beat up talking to me today. It's been
right.
It's been about 3 years, almost exactly 3 years, since you had the great fight with Josh Taylor in the final of the World Boxing Super Series. Super close fight. You didn't get the decision. He won the fight, unified the titles. And now it's 3 years later, you're finally getting another opportunity to fight for a title against Zepeda. Your only loss is to Taylor in a world title fight. Zepeda's only losses were in world title fights. Now you guys come together. You have a chance to win another title. He's looking to win his first world title. This has been a long time coming for you. Can you tell me sort of the anxiousness, the anxiety, the feeling of the 3 years to get to this point where, you know, you didn't know if you were going to get another shot or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like 3 years of frustration, you know. I mean, honestly, like, I thought that since I lost the close decision. And, I mean, listen, I still thought I won a fight. I think, you know, if it was here, like, listen, I think it was a close fight. And I never say I got robbed. You know, I won't say that, you know, because that would be a horrible thing on my part. But I feel like it was a close fight. And I feel like if the fight with me and Taylor was here, I would have got the nod. Right. Now that's past. That's, you know, that's 3 years ago. I don't even look back at it no more. But, you know, I just thought that since the fight was so close, I was gonna get a title shot again, like fast. You know, maybe a fight or something like that. Maybe a fight or two, and then I'll be right back in to get a title shot. But it's been 3 long years since I get a title shot again. You know, so it's just all that time. You know, for me, I let all this frustration. It's just been building and building and building, and I just got better and better. And, you know, my last three fights, you know, I went 3-0, three knockouts, and I really haven't even gotten touched, you know. Now, of course, we can say the opposition wasn't that good. We can battle about that and stuff like that. But, you know, the fact is like, yeah, I went after the fight. I went 3-0, three knockouts, and, you know, I was defensively sound. I didn't even get touched. So, like I said, with this fight, I just can't wait. It's been a long time coming. And, you know, I'm just really, really excited. I know it's kind of cliche to sound excited, but I mean, for me, just imagine 3 years of, you know, building up. And so, you know, that's the excitement I'm at. It's just 3 years of being all this building to get to a title shot again. And now it's finally happening. So that's if people can listen to my voice on the phone, you know, they can hear that type of excitement.
So you said 3-0, three knockouts since, and you know, I appreciate that you recognize that it wasn't against the elite oppositions, you know, and that's cool. To let folks know, you had the third round knockout against Juan Geraldez, you had the sixth round knockout against Ivan Redcatch, you had the sixth round knockout against Tyrone McKenna in your most recent fight. And the thing is, 3 years since the last title fight, three fights since, but you've only had the chance to fight once in 2020. Once in 2021, and so far once in 22. Of course, you'll finish the year with this fight against Zepeda. And you kind of bounced around. And so there was a period of time where you were kind of like out of minds of boxing fans because you were not, you know, you had parted with your previous promoter. You were fighting on different cards. So you had the one fight on a PBC card. Then you were on a Triller card on a show that was with Jake Paul. Then you signed up with Probellum and had the fight in Dubai against McKenna. So can you just discuss a little bit about that uncertainty where, you know, you have your management, but you weren't settled with a promoter and you didn't really know which stable of guys you might match up with. And, you know, the frustration I know was there, as you just explained, but that uncertainty part of it, not knowing like what your promotional home is, could be, I would think, a little bit aggravating also.
Yeah, I mean, I was just bouncing around. I didn't know what was going on, you know, management and stuff like that. You know, I was, you know, just trying to find out, you know, what was going on, what's happening, what's going to be my next move. I thought that, you know, I was talking to Al Heyman, and, you know, I thought that the PBC thing would that'll be where I was going to go. And for me, I that what I thought that was going to happen was I was going to go ahead and go L, and then I was going to fight for that WBA belt, which Barrios, you know, he had at the time. I was lined up to fight Barrios next after that, and something happened, and it just didn't happen. Then, of course, Javante Davis, he fought for it, and he got the belt, you know, he got that WBA belt. But for me, man, everything, you know, everything just works out. Everything works out cool. I just, for the most part, you know, of course, every now and then I might say some things on social media, but for the most part, I just put my head down and I worked. You know, I knew I was going to get this shot again, and I just put my head down and worked and worked and worked, and, you know, I just been, that's it, just getting better. And I felt like, you know, once I get my title shot again, you know, I'm going to get my title shot again, and I'm going to grab the belt, and that's what's going to happen. People, you know, you're not going to be able to stop me, you know. So I feel like, you know, I've been kind of, you know, looked over, I think, from the boxing world. But, you know, it's all coming now, and like I said, I'm getting my title shot again, and so that's all that matters now.
Well, I know when you, before you got the opportunity, there was a little question mark of whether you were going to get this fight, because it looked like you might get passed over by the WBC. And I saw some of the comments you did make on social media. You were obviously not happy about that. When you were unsure and the belts were becoming vacant because of Taylor's decision to not fight mandatory fights and to instead pursue a rematch with Catterall, there was a couple of weeks there where it was sort of like, oh my God, Regis Prograis might get passed over for another title fight. That must have been like sort of agonizing. I know I saw your remarks on social media. You were pretty pissed off about that.
Yeah, it was, man. It was aggravating. Well, the thing, it was aggravating because, you know, Mauricio was at my fight. You know, my last fight in Dubai, Mauricio was there. So I knew, I understood that, you know, this is, you know, this is the eliminator. I'm going to fight for the belt next. And then they said that Ramirez and Zepeda is going to fight for it. So that's why I was really aggravated. Now, if I just... Dubai, it was just a regular fight, and you know, it wasn't supposed to be eliminated or nothing like that, then I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't really be tripping about it, you know. But you know, Mauricio came to the fight, and you know, what I understood that this is going to be, you know, for the belt. This is, well, the next fight is going to be for the belt. So I, you know, I understood that already before my fight, even before even going to the fight with McKenna, I understood that, all right, this is for the fight eliminated. After this, you fight for the belt. And so then a few months go down the line, and they say, oh, Ramirez will fight. So that's why I was just really frustrated, because it's like, you know, how you just going to pass up over me? That was the frustration.
So just so people know, the Mauricio that you speak of, that is Mauricio Sulaiman, of course, the president of the WBC. Jose Ramirez, for his reasons, bowed out of the fight. He was getting married at the end of the year. And then you finally got the position. So whether you got it because you certainly deserved it or because of the decisions of another fighter, can you describe your when you found out that you were finally getting the shot, just what went through your mind when you said, yes, I finally got this shot with Zepeda to get this belt?
I mean, I was just happy, man. I was just super happy. It just, I felt like, you know, I've been – so for me, you know, I felt – because after I lost the fight with Josh Taylor, I lost my belt. I thought that was gonna be, you know, right back in line, you know. And so basically, I had to wait this long, long time. And then it was like Ramirez, he lost, and then he fought one fight, and then it was like, all right, he jumped right back in line. And for me, it was just like unfair. And so that's, I mean, and I know what it is. I know how things go. I know how politics is and stuff like that. But it's like, man, you know, I've been waiting for 3 years for this. You know, I could have went to 47. I could have did a lot of different things with my life and with my career. And, you know, I stayed around and I waited, you know, because I believed in myself and I wanted this. I just wanted to be a champion to get that 140 before I even, but for me, before I move on to go to 147, I just want to be a champion. I just really want to be a champion to get that 140. And I stood around for 3 years just for this opportunity. And it was just like, man, like, you just can't pass up over me. And, you know, luckily, you know, everything happened the way it's supposed to happen. And now, you know, I'm happy about it.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
So now they have the order that you're supposed to fight Zepeda. The deal doesn't get made. It goes to a purse bid. Purse bids are usually pretty straightforward. This one was a little bit wacky. You had multiple bidders, not just a promoter of each fighter. And Marv Nation Promotions ends up winning the purse bid. Now, I had heard of Marv Nation Promotions because they've done some club shows and I've received some press releases. But I think most people who follow boxing even really had no idea who Marv Nation was. So when you saw that this company had won the purse bid, A, had you ever heard of them? B, what did you think when you saw they won? And C, what did you think when you saw they bid $2.4 million, which was double what the next bidder bid? You got to be thrilled, I would think.
I mean, I definitely was thrilled about it. But, you know, I mean, boxing is boxing, man. You've been around boxing, what, 30 years, 25 years, something like that? You know, I mean, listen, boxing
is... Let's not age me too much. 22 years, but okay. 22.
Right. So, you know, you've been around boxing for a long time. So, I've been around it, you know, for professional boxing almost 10 years now, you know. And it's like, you know, you see a lot of crazy things in boxing. So, it's just like you still don't know what's going to happen until the fight actually happens. You know, until it actually, right now, everything is going good. Everything is going smooth. You know, we have some, you know, I have a few little hiccups with them and stuff like that. But right now, the fight looks like everything is going to happen. So, I'm just training, you know, training hard. And, you know, when November 26th comes, then I'll just be ready to fight, you know. So, I didn't really know who the Marv Nation people was. I heard about them there in California. They do shows out in L.A. and California and other parts of California. They do shows in Costa Rica. So, I did hear about them through that. But, obviously, you know, me, I never heard about it. I never saw them. So, you know, when they made that bid, you know, I heard, of course, it's a lot of whispers going on in boxing. And, you know, a lot of people saying all kinds of things about them. But right now, it's looking like everything going to happen. So, all I can do is... you know, keep training and the fight is going to happen.
So my understanding is that you were in your, when you've been talking about this fight as it was announced, they're calling it the best versus the best, but you call it killer versus killer. Why is that?
Yeah. I feel like you know, I wanted to give him a little credit. I definitely wanted to give him a little credit. He definitely deserved the shot. You know, if I wasn't the person that deserved the shot, he definitely deserved the shot because, you know, he got there. He beat some top guys. He had some real good fights and stuff like that. And I know I'm a killer, and I feel like he's a killer in the ring too. So you know, I saw him get off the ground against Voracek. He knocked out Voracek out cold, and he knocked out Jose Vargas. So you know, those are big fights. I guess I can definitely give him credit for. So I guess that's what, you know, that's why I say it. And it makes the promotion sound better anyway.
Yeah, and then you know what? He beat Pedraza also. I mean, like you said, he's got a pretty good resume. And he's had previous opportunities that he hasn't gone his way. But like you mentioned, that Baranchik fight of the year when they fought in 2020, he has won five fights in a row. Like you mentioned, you have your three fights in a row. But here's the thing also, Regis. You are known for being in crowd-pleasing fights. Your fight with Josh Taylor was fantastic. You've had other fights that have been excellent to watch. He has been in a fight of the year and made some outstanding fights. You're calling it killer versus killer. They're calling it the best versus the best. Do you see any possible way, however it goes, that this cannot be an entertaining fight? I struggle to think to myself, how could this not be worthwhile to spend your time in watching this match?
No, I definitely think it's gonna be an entertaining fight. Listen, first off, before I get that, I really just feel like I'm above him as far as skill wise, level wise. I really feel like I'm gonna beat him. I feel like I'm gonna stop him, and that's just what I feel. Get that out of the way, but I definitely feel like it's gonna be an entertaining fight. It should definitely be an entertaining fight, man. You got two southpaws, two people with power, with skill, and it's. What else you want me to say? If you can watch my fights, you can watch his fights, and you can see, like, you know, they should clash. It's just two people that probably should clash with each other, and, you know, it's happening. So I definitely think it's going to be an exciting fight. It shouldn't be a boring, you know, it definitely shouldn't be a boring fight. If anybody loses, it won't be the fans, for sure.
Am I romanticizing too much? When I found out that this fight was happening, I was like, yeah, that's a good fight. That's definitely going to be a good fight. Then they put the fight at the Dignity Health Park, which before that was called StubHub Center, before that the Home Depot Center, whatever you want to call it. It has become a place that has hosted, for whatever reason, there's always Fight of the Year candidates that take place there. You know, it is hallowed grounds in boxing, in my opinion. You have had tremendous battles there. Two of them off the top of my head, one of the all-time great fights ever the third fight between Vasquez and Marquez, Bradley versus Provodnikov, another epic battle. Like, it just seems to produce those kind of fights. So am I crazy to think that the style of the two fighters, yourself and Zepeda, are going to probably make for a good fight? But then you put it there, for whatever reason, it seems to bring out the best in these guys that fight there, that could actually add to the lore of what this fight could become?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. You know, it's just like the environment. You know, the stadium is gonna be in the environment. You know, I know, you know, me, I'm coming, and I know with him, you know, he's in LA. He's from LA. He's gonna have all his people there, so that'll probably bring something different out of him also. So I think, yeah, exactly what you're saying. Just that environment will bring out something different in both of us.
And let me just touch on your overall weight class. At 140 pounds, obviously you two guys are gonna battle it out for the WBC title. And you're two of the best guys in the division. Josh Taylor is still there. He's going towards his rematch with Catterall, supposed to be early next year, although he probably will move up after that fight, whatever happens. But there's still other talent in the weight class. Jose Ramirez is still there. That was a guy that there was talk of you fighting before you went into the World Boxing Super Series. Teofimo Lopez has moved up into that weight class. He has a fight coming up and is an exciting fighter, former lightweight champion. Ryan Garcia has now joined the party at 140. You know Tank Davis, who's already had one fight there, will be back eventually. You got guys who are undefeated, like Arnold Barbosa, wants a big fight. Alberto Pueyo just won the vacant WBA title. Matias and Ponce are supposed to fight for one of the other vacant titles. Gary Antoine Russell is one of the top young guys coming up. I mean, Regis, this is an absolutely loaded weight class. If you take care of your business against Zepeda, I mean, there's so many possible big matchups in that weight class that it could keep guys busy for years, it seems to me. What are your thoughts about where 140 is right now in terms of the depth and the excitement that it can bring, particularly for guys who have titles that are near the top?
Well, listen, I mean, that's why I stayed at 140. You know, I had a chance to go to 147 when I had the stuff with Maurice Hooker going on, and, you know, the whole deal with me and him was like, oh, he's going to 147, and I'm going to stay at 140, you know? And so I felt like this was going to happen. All those guys you named, I felt like this was bound to happen. That's why I stayed at 140. For me, I could have went to 47 a long time ago and probably made more money, you know? But for me, I just saw the bigger picture, you know? I saw the bigger picture. I played the long run, you know? That's just what I do. You know, I play everything I do. I play it for the long run, the long game. And I've seen this happen. I just saw it. I saw all that stuff coming up. All these dudes are coming up. You still have all these guys there at 140. And this is going to be probably one of the most loaded and stacked divisions in boxing. And, you know, of course, I'm not going to look past Zepeda. Zepeda is the only person on my mind until November 26th. But in the back of my mind, I know that it's stacked after this. And then the WBC is, you know, it's one of the most prestigious belts out there. So after this, everybody, it's just going to be all big fights, really, like, all huge fights after that. So, yeah, that's definitely in the back of my mind. I'm glad I stayed at 140. You know, of course, a lot of people are telling me, go to 147. You should go to 147. But like I said, for 3 years, people been telling me, go to 147, go to 147. It's like, nah, I know what I want. I see this. I played a long game, and I'm glad I played a long game, and I'm glad I stayed at 140 because it's going to be the most popular division in boxing. One of the most popular divisions.
A loaded division, and you and Zepeda are at the forefront at the moment with this tremendous battle coming up on November 26th. Regis, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me about it all today. I appreciate it very much. I wish you nothing but the best of luck in your fight.
All right, man. Thanks.